The Miami Heat were known as the Heatles.
Mm.
They had LeBron James.
Okay.
They had Dwayne Wade.
Uh-huh.
And who was the third star player with them?
Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going straight to the top.
Yo. What's going on, everybody? Mike Thurman here with the Sports and the Real Shit Podcast. Once again, I appreciate you guys joining me. As always, don't forget to subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever. Like, share, comment. I appreciate the love. Today we have a special guest. So at the beginning of my very first episode of my podcast, I mentioned that, I don't want to just talk about sports. The name of the podcast is Sports and the Real Shit for a reason. And I outlined kind of what I wanted to do with it. I've kind of done some things on my own, but ideally, I'd like to have people who are experts in their field to talk about important topics, right? Like, I'm not really an expert at much. So today, I'm very happy to welcome an expert in their field, someone who I know very well. It's crazy that I live in the same house as this person. It's taken so long to actually get them on this episode. But I'm glad to finally get you on the episode of Sports and the Real Podcast. So I'd like to introduce to everybody Mrs. Joanne Philman, also known as my wife.
Yeah.
But also, so she has titles. I'm going to read the titles here. I try to write them all down.
Oh, Lord.
She's an MS. So Master's in Science, mm-hmm. Master's in Science, REN, Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. And by the way, there is a difference between a Registered Dietitian Nutritionist and just a nutritionist. A Registered Dietitian Nutritionist actually goes to school for an extended period of time and has to take like an exam. What is it called?
We have to take like a board exam.
Like a board exam or something to actually become a Registered Dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
A nutritionist, this is just me bragging, but I have to because, you know, some people just read like a magazine and call themselves a nutritionist, all right? So a registered dietitian goes to school and they're certified. A nutritionist, I can call myself a nutritionist, right? I can read something online and say I'm a nutritionist. Just a heads up for those of you who want to know the difference, all right? So there's a registered dietitian nutritionist. Recently they started calling themselves registered dietitian nutritionist. But really, they're just registered dietitians to me. And then there are nutritionists, all right? Wanted to set that out right because the loan money that we're paying back ensures that we can call her that. Anyway, she has a bachelor's in exercise science also and dietetics and a master's in food and nutrition science. Did I capture everything?
Yes, you did.
All right. So that's a lot to say. She knows what the hell she's talking about in the field of nutrition, okay? And health and eating and all that stuff.
Oh, you did forget one.
What happened?
Certified in anti-inflammatory therapies.
Certified in anti-inflammatory therapies. And that's really her expertise at this point, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But overall nutrition, diet-related stuff, that's what she's on here to talk about. Hopefully, she'll be a regular guest on the podcast. That's not hopefully. We're going to make her a regular guest, all right? You can only hear me talk for so much. So we'll have her on more regularly. But before we get into the important stuff of nutrition, right, I do want to talk about a couple of things with you. One is, this is a sports podcast, sports in the real
mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like, if I'm being honest, that you kind of catfished me.
Oh, me?
Yes.
How?
So, I feel like you because when before we got married, I thought you were like really, you know, into sports. You kind of sold me on this sports woman and you were watching sports with your brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, talking about Allen Iverson and Dikembe Mutombo. So,
yes.
So, I thought she was really into sports before we got married.
I was.
Since we've been married, it hasn't been that.
Oh, Lord.
So I think my wife catfished me there. Lines. We're still married, happily, but she catfished me.
Lines.
Because I thought she was really going to be like next to me every Sunday watching football, every day watching basketball, and that hasn't happened. We've been married, what, 16?
I cook breakfast, lunch, dinner, clean
Come
house,
on,
take care of kids.
Come on, man.
I'm sitting on the couch with you on
Come
Sundays.
On, come on, dog.
I got stuff to do now.
Come on.
That's the thing. Back then, it was just my brothers and I.
Come on.
Watching sports, so they outnumbered me. So I was watching them. I was into it. I was the older sister, so I had to show them who's the boss. So I had to keep up.
I got you.
And I explained those things to my husband, then boyfriend.
Week before we got married, she was talking about she was watching NBA finals, and she knew about the
Iverson
on Tyrone.
Like,
she knew Tyrone, no.
We used to have people over the house watching all the sports. I mean, I grew up a lot around a lot of boys.
She knew that Iverson had crossed over Tyler. Okay, she knew these things. I'm like, damn, she's really into sports. Like, oh my goodness,
I don't have the time I used to. Okay. I've gone through schooling after schooling. I've had kid after kid.
Oh, God.
Right? And I feel like my husband, he's able to, like when the kids are making a lot of noise or they're, you know, just being loud in general, he's able to tune people out. I can't tune them out. So I'm not going to be around a lot of noise. Plus the sports are on, so I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
Fair. That's not a good reason, okay? And again, I thought I was going to have a lifelong partner in sports. We watching all the games together.
You have a lifelong partner.
But, you know, the partner part is right. And sports part, negative. It hasn't happened.
I go to games with you, though, babe.
Come on, man.
I do go
We're
to
talking
games.
About watching
I'm
games.
I'm more excited now when I'm in live games, live sporting games, than I am, you know, I'll be excited about finals. Like, if it's the NBA finals. If he had told me, there's so many things
casual.
Going on in our lives.
So there are people who are known as casuals, right? Those of us who are diehard fans, we call people like you casuals when you just show up in the finals and you're watching the Super Bowl and, you know, you're watching just a halftime show to see Rihanna. Like, that's casual.
I mean, most of the world was there to watch the Rihanna.
I thought
concert.
She was going to be like ride or die. We were
and
sitting on the couch watching
the
golf balls
that was played during the concert.
Anyway, so it's not too bad, y'all. Because honestly, when I watch football and sports, especially when I'm watching like the Dolphins lose every week, I kind of like to watch in peace anyway, in isolation. Like, I like to suffer by myself, to be honest. You know, I don't want nobody talking to me while I'm suffering watching the Dolphins lose. So. It's not too bad, but still, I thought she was going to be in it with me.
Right. Would you want me to be asking you a lot of questions?
Exactly.
Explain.
Exactly. So there's a yin and a yang. The positive is that I like to watch the Dolphins lose alone, right? The pain of watching the Dolphins lose every Sunday and heartbreaking, I like to watch it in silence because I would hate for her to be asking me questions while I'm suffering. So that's the positive to it. The negative is that she kind of led me on, and I kind of feel catfish. So anyway, So, in light of that, since, again, this is a sports show, I have some sports questions to ask you to make sure you're up on the latest in sports. You could be a casual. Casuals know this.
Now you know Dane Welling.
Casuals should know this, all right? Unless you're like an extreme grandma casual, but the average casual should know this, all right? Let's see what we can do, all right? So, first question. My favorite NFL team is the...
Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. The longtime quarterback back in the day of the Miami Dolphins' name was?
Marino.
First name?
Something Marino.
First name of Marino.
I got a blank.
Oh,
what was it again?
First name of Marino.
Danny Marino.
You see what I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? What's the name?
I can't remember. I got a blank.
Come on, man. I got catfish. I'm trying to tell you.
That is not catfish.
I got tricked.
That's normal sports, though.
I got
your favorite.
What do you mean normal sports? My favorite.
Do I know your favorite?
My favorite.
Stuff.
You know my. That's my favorite.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino is my
that's
favorite.
That's his name, is it not?
My favorite player, favorite quarterback, my favorite team. How do you know
that? Did I not?
That's a layup.
But I said it right. Oh, it's Marino.
You knew. You didn't know the man's first name.
I said it. You didn't give it to me.
You said Dan Marino?
Yes. I said Danny Marino.
I'm talking about at the beginning. You didn't know, like.
I just drew a blank. I drew a blank. It's been a while since I said the man's name.
Oh, Jesus.
I drew a blank, but I knew.
All right.
Because it has to do with you.
Okay. All right, bet. All right, second question. There's this player, okay? His dad played in the NBA.
Okay.
He's a great three-point shooter.
Uh-huh.
His dad's first name is Dell.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Bell.
His dad's first name is Dell. The current player is shorter, light skin, shoots a lot of three-pointers as well. What's his name?
Listen, people.
Come on, man. Just give me an answer.
Answers. How am I going to know these answers?
You just told the people
that I don't want to sit there and watch with you.
But this is a casual. This is a casual question.
But I am no longer a casual anything.
So what the hell? If you're not a casual, what are you?
I never claimed.
Even the most casual person knows this.
Did I say I was a casual sports watcher?
Oh, my God.
I am
okay.
Not.
All right.
Let me give you
a hint.
I'm ready.
He plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Short, light-skinned guy, plays for the Golden State Warriors, shoots a lot of three. What's his name?
Really helped me, y'all.
Oh,
I did not know, babe.
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe this. This is unbelievable.
But I never claimed to be a casual.
This is worse than I thought.
I never claimed to be a casual sporting watcher.
This is worse than I thought.
He already knows I don't know these answers, y'all. He knows.
Last name, Curry.
Oh.
What the hell?
Shit, Steph Curry. I was going to say his name, too.
Oh, my God. Shoots a lot of three-pointers? What if Steph Curry's brother's name in the NBA? He's in the NBA, too.
He's a Curry, too. Stephen Curry?
Stephen Curry.
Steph and Stephen? Are they brothers?
Stephen Curry. Steph and Stephen. Twins would be named.
Listen.
His name's Seth. I'm going to give you that one. His name's Seth Curry. That's not a casual take, all right? That's not a casual. All right?
What the brother?
You wouldn't know. Seth.
Seth?
Seth Curry. You wouldn't know.
Seth? Seven? Steven?
You wouldn't know. All right.
What other S's?
Okay. This player, back in the day, played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Uh-huh.
His initials are the same as artificial intelligence.
Allen Iverson. See, I may know that more because that's the 90s, maybe a little early 2000s.
Gotcha. You knew AI. Okay, good. All right. The Miami Heat were known as the Heatles.
Mm.
They had LeBron James.
Okay.
They had Dwayne Wade.
Uh-huh.
And who was the third star player with them?
Shaquille O'Neal. With who?
The Miami Heat were known as the Heatles.
Uh-huh.
They had LeBron James.
LeBron James.
They had Chris.
Chris?
They had Dwayne Wade.
Uh-huh.
They had third person. Who was the third person of the Heatles, man?
Chris?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Come on, son!
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
My God. This is worse than I thought it was going to be.
And my husband, he gives me a hard time about this all the time because he's a man. He don't understand this. I had a baby 18 months ago.
Oh.
And with having babies, postpartum brain is real. And I am still breastfeeding. So my postpartum brain is still here. I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
If it's not something like nutrition that I know well and I practice on the daily...
This is casual public knowledge stuff.
Casual public knowledge stuff.
My mom probably wouldn't get this, but you being, come on now.
I wouldn't either.
I'm willing to bet.
Because casual, when you say it's casual, it means that like anyone walking the street.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. That's exactly what a casual means.
Right.
There's different levels of casual.
That's not casual.
There is different levels of casual. There is a casual grandma who is, you know, living off the grid.
Uh-huh.
Right? My mom wouldn't know any of the stuff. There is the casual you who is actually married to a sports fan who, well, I'm watching these things all the time on TV. Like, Come on, dog.
Okay, so married to a casual sports fan means nothing if the casual sports fan does not speak about it.
I'm not a casual sports fan.
You're done watching games. You're like, hey, babe, did you know? Let me tell you what happened tonight on blah, blah, and blah.
I'm not a casual sports fan. I'm a hardcore sports fan.
Yeah, so I'm watching these things. Not to the point I heard you call yourself a casual.
No, I'm not the casual. You're the casual.
I'm supposed to be casual.
You're the casual. I'm not the casual.
Okay. I'm watching these things all the time. You're a hardcore sports fan.
So you knew the big three of the Heat. You should know the big three.
Who's the cursed person?
Boss.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Come on, son.
It's been years since they were big threes.
I've been catfish. It's been years. What?
He can say that.
Whatever, man.
Okay. But then I can talk about the catfish.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Your memory, your memory should be pretty good for, you know, a week and a half ago. So.
Okay.
We went to Las Vegas.
Okay.
We did.
Had a good time. We did.
What are the professional name? Any of the professional sports teams currently playing in Las Vegas, or as our Uber driver said, is moving to play in Las Vegas?
Ooh, shoot. So the Raiders.
Oh, you got it. And?
Are in Las Vegas.
That's what's up. And, that's what you got one. I guess that.
Their baseball team. There's a baseball team moving there. What's their name? That A's?
That's right. You got, wow.
See, you slow what am I telling y'all?
Slow clap.
Postpartum brain does not work far.
So
now, once I stop breastfeeding and my hormones balance, everything from maybe 20 years ago will start spilling off. But right now, it ain't it.
Bruh. LeBron James.
But the men, they don't understand.
Dwayne Wade.
Mm-mm.
Chris Bosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a few years ago.
And was
they, were, and they were super popular. It wasn't like some average.
They were super popular.
They were called the Heels for a reason. Like they were like a band. They were like mega.
What years were they important?
They were important for like 4 years. They were together for like 4 years. When did they break up? 2015 was when they break up, I think.
2015 they broke up. I was pregnant.
Blaming the kids. Anywho.
I got better and important things.
That's pretty good, though. So you got the last one pretty good. Your memory is not too bad.
Two weeks ago, you were in Vegas.
The Raiders play there. The Uber driver told us the A's are moving out there, which I don't know why. And the Aces, the women's WNBA team, plays out there. And they won a championship last year. They're a pretty dominant squad. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So on that top segue, perfect segue, Vegas. We went to the Usher concert.
Oh, we did.
Had a great time. Usher's a pretty good performer.
He puts on a great show.
But social media recently has been a buzz because of some antics at an Usher concert.
Oh, Lord.
From one Keke Palmer.
Bye.
And... we both had some thoughts on that.
And they differ.
And they slightly differ.
Slightly differ.
So I'll let you go first. What is your take on the Keke Palmer situation and her baby's dad, her partner, and his actions and commenting and all that?
To tell y'all the truth, I think it's all clickbait. This is what I think it is. Because, granted... I don't follow dude. I do follow Keke Palmer. I follow her. But I have not heard this dude speak before. I have not heard anything from him. And Keke Palmer, I didn't see her doing anything different than she's done in years. In the years before, since she's had this baby, I think the baby may be about 4 or 5 months now. I may be wrong. But I didn't see her do anything different. This is her. This is how she acts. Okay. So
as in like she's always got her ass out?
She don't always have her ass out from what I've seen.
That is different then. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is that her being, you know, fun and, you know, acting silly. I see her doing that all the time on social media.
Listen, man.
I haven't seen him say anything before. Now, Here's the thing.
Was nothing for him to say. Until you get out of pocket, there's nothing to say.
Well, listen. What? I would understand. So you and I know the things that you like and the things that you dislike. Like the things that you would feel like I've crossed the bar with. And I would understand with them. I think they've been together 2 years or so. They have a kid together. I'm pretty sure she knows the stuff that pisses him off and the things that do not. So, listen, did she do it knowing that he would get mad and didn't care? I highly doubt that. That's my first thing. My second thing is...
Are you okay with her being buckus neckus on stage getting serenaded by Usher? Now, Usher...
I don't see anything wrong with the serenade.
Usher, at his show, he did that to multiple women, right?
Yes. And if you remember correctly, he did it to a couple, I remember specifically, and he was like, basically along the lines of asking the girl, do you want a hug tonight? Do you want me to, you know, like, or no, he didn't say, do you want me? He was like, are you looking for a hug tonight? Are you looking for whatever? And then I think she shook her head because we were far away from her. But his response was like to the gentleman that she was with. And he was like, go ahead and hug her up. Because he wasn't about to do it.
I'm not going to sit here and blame Usher. Okay, he's putting on a show.
I didn't see him do anything wrong.
He didn't want to do that's like, you know, that he's put on a show. That's what it is. Like, his show is supposed to be. Listen, man, Usher is a sex icon. Okay, that's what he's been for the last 20 whatever years he's been.
That's right,
way more than 20 years. Okay, so he's a sex symbol. So his show is gonna be sexual, sensual,
and it was,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
And it was very much that when it was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy as a dude watching the show live. It's like, it's semi-uncomfortable, but when you're with your girl, I guess it's okay. I don't know if there's any single guys going out to see Usher. He's a great performer. Anyway, the point is, it's a sensual, sexual type of atmosphere show. That's what he is, and that's okay. So it's not so much his issue as it is to me, her and what she had on. Like, me and you have had conversations when, you know, when you get dressed, right? And I'll say stuff like, yo, this one's kind of over the top. Sometimes you'll change, sometimes you don't. And I have to deal with it. And
this is true.
And to me, I think what happened to homie is he probably didn't feel like he had a say. He wasn't able to approve of what she had on as her partner. And he was at home with the kid. Like, I think
she went on a girl's trip.
Yeah, exactly. So it probably would have.
His dad.
It absolutely would have been better for him to not, you know, blast it on social media.
Right.
Like, that was the bad part. But for him to feel the way he did, I can't knock that because, you know, your girl's on a girl's trip. You expect her to have certain limits and boundaries. You don't expect her to go over the top and have her ass all out to the world.
Listen,
man.
I'm not knocking what he said. He has a right to his feelings. I don't see anything wrong with him having that right. Now, my problem is A, he went on social media to talk about it. B, he said something about her being a mom. And so she shouldn't dress like that. What the hell does that have to do with anything? We can't be sexy.
Moms should be sexy.
Why can't
listen?
If we're not sexy,
when you got,
right?
When you got that,
y'all gonna start talking about
when you got that new baby. When you got that new baby,
we're catfished now because this ain't the sexy girl I married. Why are you now looking like Auntie Jo or Grandma Jo instead of the Joanne I married?
Well, homie probably don't have no problem with her looking sexy. The problem is two things. He may have a problem with her seemingly being over the top with her sexiness, like. She was all out for the world to see.
I mean,
no man wants the world to see what their woman has like that.
Beach with it?
Maybe some cleavage. The beach is a different environment. Again, there is different environments. Like, she's dressed in all sexy lingerie looking joint, G-string, her crack. Like, come on, man. Her ass is parted,
listen,
bro. Like,
he has the right to be.
And she's out there getting serenaded by Usher, even though Usher probably has no ill intentions. But to see that as a man, it's like, damn.
Listen, again, I don't think the guy...
He should have said it online.
He shouldn't have said it online.
But other than that, he's corrected his feelings.
He corrected his feelings, but he shouldn't have said it online. Nor should he have related it to her being a mom. Because that has nothing... He should have said something like, you know, I don't like this, or, you know, it was just a little bit too much skin, I feel like that should be reserved for me. But him relating it to the mom situation, it just didn't sit well with me. I didn't like okay. I said in the beginning, I really think this is a clickbait situation. I think they're playing all of us, and we're playing into it because I've never heard a dude talk before. And all of a sudden, when he gets mad about this little thing, supposedly, he comes on social media. What I think really happened is I think his homeboys, who we getting them in trouble a lot, I think his homeboys was like, you gonna let her play you like that? You gonna let her show her ass out all up on, you know, social media? You ain't gonna say nothing.
They
gassed him up. And then so he went on social media talking out his neck, saying things that don't make sense. When he should have handled that stuff in-house. Because if he's trying to say he's representing, she's misrepresenting him, he's misrepresenting her.
Listen.
Like, he's misrepresenting their privacy. Like, why is your private life being argued out on social media? Not a whole world is part
that's,
of it.
That's, listen, that's his only mistake. His feelings, like, people...
They're valid.
People on social media are calling him insecure. It's like insecurity, man. Like, no man... I don't care what these modern dudes want to say, all right? And actually, the only dudes who say that, I think, are the dudes who are trying to, you know, look good for social media. Ain't no real dude in real life going to sit there and be okay with their wife or girlfriend, you know, just showing off all the goodies, bro. Again, tight short shorts, cool.
Cleavage.
You know, showing the cleavage a little bit, cool. We at the beach, you got the bikini on, cool, because that's the environment. We swimming, you know, you a baddie. You know,
but your ass is still out on the beach, though. What's the difference?
At a concert.
Hundreds of people out there.
At a concert, because that's appropriate wear. There is such thing as tapped inappropriate wear. What do you mean?
Listen.
You can't go to a five-star restaurant with a bikini
because
there is different wear for everywhere, bro.
I think that's different because if the argument is you shouldn't be showing your ass out in public, you shouldn't be showing your ass out in public no matter where you're at. If you're on the beach, there's hundreds of people looking at that ass.
Oh, my God.
If you're at a concert, they look at that ass. What's the difference, though, to me?
You don't believe that.
There's no way
you're comparing a bikini at a beach
of going to the restaurant is a completely different thing because that's like saying going to church with a bikini on. we're not going to church with a bikini on.
There's no way you're comparing a bikini to Usher concert, lingerie.
There are lots of cheeky bikinis, cheeky, full piece, you know, bathing suits. People wear. I don't see anybody arguing why does Beyonce sing with the outfits she does on
all
stage.
Right. We've taken a left turn.
I'm saying.
We've taken a left turn, y'all.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
This one took a left turn.
People wear sometimes.
This one took a left turn. Seriously, Beyonce, a concert, a performer?
What's the difference?
She's not getting serenaded by Usher, man.
What's wrong with him serenading her?
Oh my God!
So we're at the concert. We're at the Usher concert,
man.
And Usher comes up and starts singing to me. You're gonna be like, dude, where you at?
But your ass isn't out, man.
But you're not flaunting
in a G-string.
Your ass is out.
It's the combination.
In
a vacuum, those things are bad, right? In a vacuum. Wearing your ass out because you're at the beach is not bad. You're at the beach. Usher singing to you is not bad. Together, wearing lingerie, sexy, appealing joints, it's just a bad look, man. It's tough to accept as a man. And listen, women, you guys have autonomy over your bodies, no doubt about it, right? You should have autonomy over your body. But you got to understand some things, man. Men, we ain't going to admit this, right? Dudes are territorial, man. And we don't want the appearance that some other dude has access to your chick like that. All right? That's just what it is.
The man gave her a hug. They weren't
even sandwiched. And you know I'm not a jealous type of cat, hyper jealous dude. But even in that situation, I would feel a little, her ass cheek is out. Like if I'm not there, maybe if I'm there, I can, and we went out together, I knew you had that on. That's the thing. Like, I knew you had that on when you went out.
So you let me wear it with you?
Hell no. I'm just saying.
You wouldn't let me wear it?
That?
When I say let y'all, that's very loosely said.
No, that I'm not going to. You could wear it, but I'm not going to be okay with it. That's There's limits. We gotta have limits, y'all. Anyway, so I think part of it was, again, he wasn't there. If he was there, maybe it would have been too bad, but you're not there. And then first thing you see is your wife on social media, ass out Usher singing to her.
How much y'all want to bet
and that you're at home with the baby? Ooh, that's tough.
How much you want to bet that she sent him a picture like I would send you? Hey, babe. Heading to the concert. This is my fit.
If she sent him a...
I bet you she sent him a picture.
If she sent him a picture and he's still acting up like that, then he's just a big cap.
He was totally fine with it.
Then you're right.
And
just clickbait.
When he sees her at the concert, because whomever posted it on social media, and then his voice got in his ear, right? And then now he's putting out all of this front. I bet you he already seen the outfit, y'all. I bet you he saw it when she left that, you know, when she was packing.
Then he's lying. If that's the case, it's clickbait and there's nothing to talk about.
That's what I think.
Listen, I take homie's side on that one, all right? Probably keep it off socials because Twitter will kill your ass.
Listen, his feelings are valid, but it has nothing to do with being a mom.
But you probably should have kept it. That's your only mistake is putting on Twitter. Otherwise,
she has a mom. She's a mom with a kid at home. No, I got five of them and I'm not dressing like a pilgrim. Okay?
Okay.
Pilgrim collars.
There is a pretty thick line between pilgrim and Tootsie's banter. Okay. There's a pretty thick
that's
line
fair.
Between pilgrim
I agree.
And pole dancer.
I agree to that.
Cheeks out. That's all I'm saying. You can be sexy without being. She was over the top. And it probably was just, you know, she thought it was a sexy outfit. Her girls gassed her up, just like the boys gassed homie up. Her girls gassed her. Ooh, this looks cute. Y'all know how y'all do it. Ooh, this looks cute on you. Mm-hmm. Probably her first time out since the baby. She's feeling good.
I doubt it.
But, yeah.
I doubt that's her first time out.
So, anyway. So, that's our different takes on the Keke Palmer situation. It's just tough, man. I hope they're able to make it through it. That's just, you know, a hurdle in relationships. He probably just came out wrong, you know, apologize, make it up, you know what I'm saying, talk about it, and move on. That's the only way you make it in marriage. Because
that's true, the topic.
There's way worse, you know, discussions that happen and, you know, disagreements that happen in relationships and marriages and that. So if you're going to last in the long term, you know, you got to be willing and able to have, you know, those kinds of conversations and overcome them. So.
I mean, that's true. I'm absolutely in agreement with that. And I really hope this is foolery and this does not break up their family.
Twitter is like people who are in misery who want other people to be in misery with it. Misery loves freaking company. Birds of a freaking feather. That's all it is. All the little, you know, rhymes or whatever, nursery rhymes that you heard back in the day in third and fourth grade, like misery loves company, birds of a feather. Like, that's Twitter, man. People want other people to be miserable with it.
That's true. I hope this is foolery, and I really hope that this does not break up their family. Because, again, if they can't get over this, there is... other things
in
relationships, long-term relationships, that's way more important than this.
Yeah.
So they don't make it. I really hope they do because that would be so stupid. You know, if they don't make it over this, it was probably meant to be because they wouldn't be making it through other things.
It's unfortunate, but it wasn't meant to be a day. Mm-hmm. This one caused the break.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right. Hard right turn back to actually what we wanted to talk about, the real stuff, and sports in the real. Like I said, registered dietitian, all things nutrition. Your specialty is in anti-inflammatory therapies, but we'll hold that off because that's an advanced topic. I don't want y'all to jump into the deep end yet. So we're going to start off on a shallow end. And the reason why I want to do that is because, again, the point of the show is, right, and the setting is this gym here, my rack, right? And in the gym with the homies, you have good conversations, and sometimes you have bad conversations, right? I mean, good conversations on things that we're really not knowledgeable about. So there's a lot of bro science conversation that go on when you lift the weights and playing basketball. Dudes are talking about, like, they're expert, they read something, they saw a YouTube video, and like, and they run with it, right? And they're sharing that message as if it's truth and gospel, when it's really not. A lot of it around nutrition, especially when you're lifting, it's a lot around nutrition, okay? So that's what we're gonna get into when Joanne is here. That's what we'll talk about. We'll mainly focus on nutrition-related topics to make sure, you know, as adult males, right, our eating is right, because our health is our primary wealth, right? Despite trying to get money and, you know, feed our families and all that. If you ain't healthy, all that money don't matter. If you're laid up in the hospital, you know, got diabetes, you know, all that stuff, kidney failure, that ain't gonna help you. So that's what we're gonna try to do with some of the nutrition conversations here with Joanne. So we're gonna start with the basics. So we'll talk about some myths here and some popular myths amongst guys. The first one is around protein.
Can I add something before you go into the protein situation?
Yeah.
One, I hope that I'm helping guys and your female significant others and family members, because, you know, I feel like if we're going to talk about sports and the real shit part is real life. In your real life, you have women who are in your life. So I would hope that we're talking about, you know, both men and women, and even some kids. We may get into kids topics in the future. But also, I want to add the nutritionist part, that registered dietitian nutritionist part. I want to add that there are a lot of nutritionists out there who are highly educated, because there are people who have PhDs, in nutrition, and they're not registered dietitian nutritionists.
No, I'm not talking about them.
I just want to clarify that. Because, you know, we need to make sure we clarify that.
Yeah, they're going to come after me.
There are nutritionists out there.
They're going to come at my
didn't wake up. Didn't wake up the next day or calling themselves nutritionist or don't have
I'm talking about the scammers on,
so we want to clarify,
on Facebook and social media. True. There are highly educated nutritionists, scientists who know a lot of stuff, even more than you. So I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about, I lost, you know, 30 pounds in 5 days. Those nutritionists brought by just drinking water, alkaline water, them joints, man. Y'all know who it is. They're probably on your Facebook feed right now promoting something. Y'all know who I'm talking. There's a difference, man. There's a difference. Anyway. So let's get into it. Misconceptions, myths, protein. So ever since I was in college, which was 20 plus years ago now, and I started lifting weights, it's been about protein to gain muscle. Mm-hmm. You got to take a lot of protein to build muscle, and whatever the calculations are, it's protein this, protein that, protein bars, protein shakes, muscle milk. The protein supplement industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
Just a subset of the overall supplement industry. Absolutely. The protein industry is humongous, okay? Talk to us about, tell us the truth about protein.
Mm-hmm.
Educate us.
Just the basics. Let's start with the basics.
Yeah, start with the basics. Educate us.
So we're not talking about elite athletes here. We're talking about the regular, everyday person. Even the person who is at the gym who is trying to gain more muscle.
Yeah, me.
But it's still not an
average Joe like me trying to gain muscle.
Elite athletes are completely different than the stuff that we do.
Okay.
So, you know, protein, for those who don't know, they help our bodies build and repair muscle, you know, help us in when our bones are being repaired. And, you know, they help us with our hormones, even our enzymes. So they're very essential and significant part of our everyday needs, our body's needs to function. So they're required. They're not if you want to or if you don't want to, they are very important. But when I say protein, people often just go straight to thinking about animal protein. And when we're talking about protein, we're talking about animal-based protein and plant-based protein.
Okay, so then, jumping forward to, you know, us at the gym talking about protein this, protein that. Do we really need to consume that much protein to gain muscle? Like, what is the truth behind gaining protein and gaining muscle? Like, well, how much do we really need, right? Because, I mean, like I said, I've been taking these shakes, muscle milk, and them joints. They made a lot of money off of me, bro.
Because you have not Popeye the Sailor Man on anybody. Is that what you're saying? Like,
I take a lot of protein and I lift to work out, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Genetically, I'm never going to be jacked. I know that.
There you go.
But overall, right? Anybody, how much protein do we really need to gain? I guess that's the question, right? How much protein does somebody actually need if they're wanting to gain muscle, right? Because dudes be overloading on protein.
They do, like eggs,
just knocking them back all day.
Absolutely. And it's controversial. You know, the response that I'm giving, about to give, is very controversial. And I will, start off by saying I highly believe in person-specific therapies. I believe that every individual's needs are different than the next, because we're talking about genetics. We're talking about your everyday activities. We're talking about your height. Do you go to the gym? Do you have any disease conditions? We're talking about a lot of different things. So what I'm eating and what you need to eat are completely different. Because one, I'm a woman, you're a man, you're taller than me, you weigh more than me. There's so many different things that we can talk about. I want to say you work out more than me, but we already know the truth to that.
That wasn't a point of the question.
So
that's not what I asked.
He works out, y'all, just not
how did we get
as
here?
Often as I would like him to right now.
How did we get here?
Anywho, so, I was in a clinical setting when I started off in my career, and I worked with a lot of gunshot wound victims. I worked with a lot of people with just wounds of any kind, knife wounds, whatever it was, burn victims. I worked with a lot of these folks. They would come to my long-term care so that they can get long-term care. And these folks, we would give them a certain amount of protein to help with the healing, because protein helps with the repair of muscle tissue and all of that, right? And with these people, we were not giving them more than 2 grams of protein for each kilogram of their body weight. Now, for those who don't know, we use kilogram, and some of you guys will hear, but I'm sure out on social media, you've heard somebody make a recommendation of, you should have this amount of protein for each kilogram, per kilogram of your body weight, right? Mm-hmm. So your kilogram is your current weight divided by 2.2.
Okay.
Current weight divided by 2.2, that's your body weight in kilograms. Mm-hmm. And so then you multiply that by whatever it is to get the amount of protein you need daily.
Okay.
So that's like such a general recommendation, because it doesn't take, again, consideration of what exactly that person's body is doing, what they need. But so back to the clinical setting. So we never gave these people who their bodies were highly stressed, we were giving them more than 2 grams. Okay. So I've heard people who say they're consuming 200 grams of protein in a day. They're consuming just an excessive amount. And really, in reality, us here in the United States, we are not deficient in protein. We're not deficient in protein. That's one of the food groups that we eat a lot of. Protein, and we eat a lot of starches. Okay. We are not deficient in these things.
So what you're saying is, I think that, I remember like Muscle Milk or somebody, they'll have like 30 grams of protein per serving.
Right.
Is that
per scoop?
Per scoop. Is that too much?
In one sitting, so let's use you as an example. You're about 180. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my husband is about 180 pounds. So I did the math. So with him being 180, the recommendation is about 0.75 or 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight for a man. And that's a man who, again, just the general man who we're not taking into consideration their athleticism, how much, time they spend at the gym, how tall they are. We're not taking any of that into consideration. Just general recommendation of 0.75 or 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So with him being 180 pounds, that's only 61 grams of protein in a day. So who are we going to talk about? The Muscle Milk? Is that who you were talking about before? The Muscle Milk with the 30 grams scoop of protein? Someone who is doing that 3 times a day is getting 90 grams of protein in that day. So they surpass their needs, if it was you, by 30 grams. And that's someone who's not working out. I'm saying somebody, we're not taking into consideration anything else, but the fact that it's your height is at 180, and we're dividing it by 2.2 degrees.
Right. So,
and then we're multiplying.
So, right. So the average cat would need that. But if I'm working out and trying to gain muscle,
yeah,
how much would more than what you just quoted would I need? Should I expect to take in? Or is that an individual basis thing?
That it is still very individualized, but in general, if someone who is trying to gain weight, let me first say that muscle gain is not only based off of how much protein you're consuming, it's also based off how much weight you're lifting. That's very important. You're not going to be lifting 10 pounds and consuming 30 grams three times a day of muscle milk or whatever protein supplement and expecting for that muscle to have, you know, grown. It doesn't work like that. So someone who is working out in the gym and just your non-athlete trying to gain muscle, they can go 1.2 to 1.5 grams, maybe. But again, everyone is individualized because
so 1.2 to 1.5 grams
per kilogram of body weight.
Per kilogram of body weight.
Right. But
to
again,
gain muscle. Okay.
We want to make sure that we're thinking of ourselves individually and not as a whole.
Okay.
Because what if you have kidney issues?
So that's what I'm gonna ask. Is too much protein harmful at all?
Yes, it can be. It can be quite harmful. If you don't know, you don't know, if you do not know what your health status is, and here you heard somebody on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, we got threads now, whatever it is, somebody's making these recommendations, and then you go and you're consuming a whole bunch of protein, not knowing that you have kidney issues. You can really task your kidneys into overworking. You know, you're working it too much, and it can start to fail on you. That happens all the time. We've heard of people who were taking things, because your kidneys are one of the organs in your body that helps filter things out that your body doesn't need. And if you're doing too much, it's going to have to do too much to remove what it needs to remove.
Ooh.
So kidney stones can be seen in a lot of people who are taking excessive amount of protein. And also, let's not mention, and well, I did mention this in the beginning, that people tend to go straight to animal protein when they think of consuming more protein, you know? So they're piling on the whatever meat, the red meat, you know, the chickens or whatever
chicken,
it
right.
is.
That's what they eat. That's
right.
What
and then what happens is we're then consuming more saturated fats.
Hmm.
And then we're increasing other risks, like heart disease.
Ooh. Probably
so
another time, saturated
I
fats.
I really want us to stop
fats.
Listening to, you know, when I make general recommendations, if I make a post about something on one of my social media platforms, I'm giving recommendations out, but I always want people, or not recommendations, I'm making suggestions, because I feel like recommendations, I want to be one-on-one with you, but I'm making suggestions or giving you ideas. I want that person to take that information, you know, and then incorporate it into their life so that it could be specific to them. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So that's what I wanted to talk about for proteins, because I feel like, again, however long I was a freshman in college, like, I've been taking back proteins, right? I've slowed down now since we talked about it before, but it was a while there where I was taking a lot of protein.
And you've gone more into plant-based proteins.
Yeah, and it was like, you know the bigger brands and, you know, the GNC joint. So anyway, cool. All right, next topic here. Carbs, carbohydrates, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For however many years now, low carbs, no carbs, avoid carbs, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of money being made out there telling people not to eat carbs. What is the truth about carbs?
Carbohydrates are necessary, though. I know people like to run to what the next person did real fast. And carbohydrates have gotten a bad rap because whomever it was who felt like carbs is what caused them to be the weight that they were. I don't know how it started. I really don't. Because I will say in our community, as Haitians, we didn't have issues with carbs. And in the Black community, there weren't, you know, I feel like it's modern age that has brought Black people into like really being anti-carb. And that's some of it still. There's nothing wrong with carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are in everything except for meat and eggs. Okay. Now, the issue is not the carbohydrate. The issue is the type of carbohydrate that you're consuming, the types that you're consuming. That could be an issue. And it's what you're pairing that carbohydrate with. It's the quantity. And again, it's person specific, because some people are not able to tolerate a lot of carbohydrates at one time. There's different disease conditions. There's people who have intolerances. So they have found that minimizing, you know, their carbohydrate intake has helped them. And I will not fault anyone who has to do that, because I believe, highly believe in person-specific therapies. But to make general statements that carbohydrates are bad, no, no. And I can, I don't.
What do you make of no carb recommendations? Is that healthy?
A what?
No carb. People, I say no carb or low carb diets, you know, like the fat joints. Like,
how are we doing that though? How are we going to do a no carb diet? I just told y'all that carbohydrates are found in everything except for meat and eggs. So if we're eating a no carb diet, when people are like, they're on a keto, they're keto. I'm on a keto diet. I don't eat any carbs, but here they are. They got vegetables on their plate. They got the meat on their plate. The veggies, there's carbohydrates in there. So you're not on a no carb. You may be on a low carb, but you're not on a no carb, because there's carbohydrates in those veggies, those fruits, whatever it is.
Can you survive without carbs?
You can survive without carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates. You can survive without that for a time period.
Starchy carbohydrates.
You will be become deficient in
starchy carbohydrates. Are what?
Starchy carbohydrates are your rice, your pastas, your breads, your
So you can survive off without
your pumpkin,
that.
Your butternut squash, okay. Those have starches in them.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you can't survive forever. I'm saying for a period of time. I've had people who have had to put on therapies where we're doing no starches for a period because they were intolerant to all the starches that they had in their lives. So I had to put them on a low carb diet temporarily, heal their gut, and then incorporate starches back. Because when we start eliminating certain foods and we're not replacing them with other foods that have those nutrients that we're now removing, we over time become deficient, and we don't want to be deficient in things. Right?
Gotcha. Okay. So carbs aren't all bad, people. That's the one liner.
No, they're not.
Carbs are not bad. Stay away from no and low carb diets. All right.
I'm not going to say stay away from that. I'm really going to say get yourself somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Hire Joanne. We can use somebody. All right. Next controversial topic, BMI.
Honestly, we're not going to talk about brown rice versus white rice.
No, that was part of the carb conversation. Okay, we'll do that one another time, because I want to get to some of the bigger ones, and then we'll dig into some of the other ones next time you come back around. BMI. Most people have no idea what that is, but they sure talk about it a lot.
Sure enough,
when you're on social media. What the hell is BMI? Why does it matter? Why should we care about it?
It does.
And what is appropriate?
You know, it's so funny because, you know, I've been out of school. Grad school was over 10 years ago. Bachelor's was longer than that. And I remember sitting in school and, you know, you have sense in your head. When you're logically thinking and your teacher, professor is in front of you speaking, and they're explaining things to you, and you're like, well, that makes no sense. But, you know, this is what you've been taught, and that's what they were taught. And so BMI is your body mass index. And what it looks at is somebody's height versus their weight. So there's a chart, and the chart is categorizing, you know, certain people. If your height versus your weight falls in this category, in this range, then you are considered to be normal weight. If it's in the middle, then you're overweight. And then if it's, you know, at a certain point, which is over 30. So 30 is considered obese. 30 and above is obese. And 40 and above is significantly obese. So when body mass index looks at someone's height versus their weight, how does that tell you what's actually inside that body? It doesn't tell you that. And not to mention, like everything else that we do in health, or a lot of the stuff that we do in health, BMI was created by this white dude. I believe he was German, something like that. It was created by this white dude. He didn't take nothing else into consideration because he didn't take us being women versus men. He didn't take what's inside the body into consideration. He just, you know, created this thing. And then for years on end, we've been telling people that they are overweight based on the number. Let me tell you, The Rock is obese and overweight, I believe. Based on the BMI. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Because he's bigger, he's technically his weight.
Absolutely.
So BMI, what you're saying is BMI does not take into account your level of fitness, you know, all that. It's just looking at, you know, flat numbers.
Right. It doesn't tell you what's inside. Is it muscle?
Is it height, weight? Is it one number or good? If it's not that number, it's bad. Okay. So then how should, you know, average folks, regular folks look at that then? Because
don't look at BMI.
Don't, you're saying, oh, shoot.
Don't look at BMI.
Don't look at BMI. Don't worry about BMI.
Mm-mm.
So what if you're on the plus side of things?
What about?
What should you look at?
Some
people are saying, don't even look at the scale. Don't worry about the scale.
Because, you know, the scale, after a certain point, especially someone who is working out and lifting weights and doing all that, they're trying to lose. Let's say weight loss is your goal. And initially, that scale can be used as a tool to see your progress. But after a period of time, when you start lifting and you're gaining muscle, you may see that scale become stagnant. It's not moving. Or you may see it start to increase. And then you think you're a failure. And you're not. It's just that now you're gaining muscle. Okay? BMI is not taking the muscle into consideration. So body composition is the best way to measure your progress in that sense. And the bod pod is what I recommend.
Okay. So we'll get into the bod pod and body fat composition and all that in another episode, because I think that one probably requires more conversation.
Good.
All right. Another quick myth. Sugar and diabetes.
What about it? Yeah, sugar diabetes.
Got sugar diabetes. Sugar diabetes. Does telling people honestly, because this freed me. I want you guys to be free.
Oh,
okay.
My word.
I want you guys to be free. Freedom.
I had to rein him in because he thought he was starting.
So I'm gonna tell you. When I was growing up, all right, I'm a sugar addict. When I was growing up,
he was a sugar addict.
When I was growing up, I would eat a bowl of cereal with corn pops.
Oh my gosh.
The milk. Sugar
and,
excuse me, let me finish, and add strawberry Nesquik. And if you haven't had that, milk, and at that time it was skim milk. We weren't doing the almond milk and pea milk. We weren't doing the healthy stuff. We were doing hardcore cow titty milk. Okay? If you haven't tried that, now assuming your kidneys ain't already failed, okay?
Do not.
So if you haven't tried it,
oh my gosh,
try the cow skim milk, all right?
Were you doing skim?
Yeah, whole milk.
That's not skim.
Oh, my bad. I was on the whole milk. The drunk with the red bottle, red top. That's the whole milk, right?
Right.
That's, yeah, 100%. Yeah, we weren't doing fat-free joints in my house, all right, growing up. The full cow. We don't want half the cow. We want all the fat in that mug, all right? Full cow titties, okay? So give me the cow milk, all right? The corn pops. sugar, white sugar, and a Nesquik. That's the best breakfast. Nesquik powder. The powder or the syrup, either one. But the powder is just, you know, gives it a nice pink color. It is amazing, bro.
He's saying growing up, y'all, I met him in college. Or let me not say met. I started dating him in college. He was still doing that. I don't know what he's talking about. It's by the grace of God that he married.
So let me
finish. He may not be here, y'all. He may not.
Let me finish my point, cousin. Anyway, my mom would tell me growing up that I would have diabetes because I was eating all the sugar. And then come to find out, sugar does not cause diabetes. I am a freedman. Freedman. Free the people. Tell them the truth. Does sugar cause diabetes?
Sugar is not the direct cause of diabetes.
Yes. Yes. Tell the truth.
But.
Hold on.
For those like my husband who think they're about to go run out there and just start consuming all kinds. So everything is in excess. Diabetes, and there's different types. We have type 1. We have type 2. We have gestational diabetes. And now we're finding out that diabetes is, you know, related to your gut health. And, you know, it is an autoimmune condition. So there are a lot of precursors, a lot of things that come into consideration. Someone who has type 1 diabetes has really no say-so in them becoming diabetic.
That's the genetic
one. That's the genetic one. Internally, their bodies, you know, their pancreas is not doing what it's supposed to do. Insulin is not being produced as it should, because insulin helps us to break down break down carbohydrates. And so, you know, these people with type 1 diabetes, they were born this way. And oftentimes they're finding out, you know, while they're in their childhood, that they are diabetic. And it's type 1.
Catholic elementary school.
Now, I'm not a diabetes expert either. I'm going to tell y'all that. But, you know, one of my good friends, she is the one. But I know the basics. Type 2 diabetes. Now, that one is, you know, there's a genetic component to that, I feel, as well. Predisposition, I should say. You can be predisposed to developing type 2 diabetes based on your familial and family history. But oftentimes, you know, type 2 diabetes is being diagnosed in someone who's an adult versus a child. And it can take years of your lifestyle, everything that you're doing, adding up and coming up with the diabetes. So, you know, we got stress, we got the way you eat in general. So it's not sugar itself. When we're saying sugar, we're talking about, like, you know, him adding all these, this white table sugar and then this Nestle Quick all over. And let me tell y'all, this man's
amazing.
Bold. Okay? Not only for somebody who...
Can we stay on top?
Where we come from.
Are we going to stay on topic or no?
We're staying on top. This is very important.
Okay.
This bowl, y'all.
Here we go.
Was about this thick.
She's not answering the question anymore.
Underneath, when he was done. Underneath the pop. And y'all know them pops are sweet. For those who are pops eaters, them pops are sweet in themselves. There was so much sugar and Nestle residue under that bowl.
I miss it.
And that, talk about food waste.
Food waste?
You weren't eating that when it was done with. You threw it in the thing.
It flavored my food. How was it wasting?
Were
well, we going to take it and...
Meaning you didn't eat all that sugar.
Come on, y'all. Are we going to send the extra sugar to Africa? What is food waste? Were we going to send the... I've already used the taste and the sugar.
You can't reuse the sugar, bro. That your bowl did not eat it because it didn't...
Yes, it did. It flavored the milk. You can't reuse sugar. What are you talking about?
It was so much that the milk... could not absorb any more of the sugar.
Each crystal did their job, and it was delicious.
Food waste. So back
on topic. Please get to the point.
Back on topic.
Yeah.
So type 2 diabetes, it's a combination of things that is, you know, causing that. So we're not telling someone who has diabetes to not eat fruits. You'll see that a lot on social media, or for those who don't know. Don't eat fruit. Don't eat sweet vegetables. Don't eat da-da-da-da-da. Again, it's very individualized. Some people may be able to tolerate certain things that others can't. Someone may be able to eat watermelon and it spikes their sugar. They eat watermelon and it spikes their blood sugar up. And the next person can have watermelon and nothing happens to them. It can be very individualized. But to say that sugar directly causes diabetes, no, it does not. Sugar does, if you are diabetic, a lot of sugar at one time will spike up your blood sugar. But the amount, and when we say that, diabetes and sugar is not the issue. It's diabetes, and it's still not an issue. When we're looking at what affects someone's blood sugar, we're looking at carbohydrates overall with diabetes, in diabetes. So someone who is diabetic, they can consume certain amount, certain grams of carbohydrates and be fine. And then if they go too much of that in a meal, they can see a spike in their blood sugar. So we're not looking at white sugar and saying white sugar is the devil when it comes to diabetes and you can do everything else. We're looking at carbohydrates overall when we're treating someone individually to make sure that we find out what works with them best. And if they're on insulin, we're really making sure that they're consuming the carbohydrates that is enough for them with the insulin that they're consuming. And that's when your physician and your dietitian comes into play here.
Okay. So
that's it.
Summary of that is sugar is not going to cause diabetes, but it doesn't necessarily help if you're at risk already, maybe, or if your eating habits aren't that great.
Right.
If you're already on the unhealthy side of things.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be overloading on sugar like I used to. So, to be fair, y'all, I even though I know now that sugar doesn't cause diabetes, I have cut out the cereal and Nesquik and sugar.
And he was a vegetarian at the time.
I was a vegetarian.
This is what he was.
But I've cut down the sugar. I'm still a bit of an addict, so I have to watch myself. So I don't go over the top. So good talk on sugar. Good advice on sugar. So, last thing before we get out of here, because we're running way over.
We're running way over.
So last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
To leave the people on a positive note, right?
Sure.
Easy ways to start eating healthy. Okay? Tell the people, you know, don't get too scientific. You know, sometimes you can do that.
I did.
Being married to a dietitian, sometimes she goes crazy.
Can you just remind me, because you're the layperson.
The layperson, okay? Talk to us like we're just, you know, we don't know nothing about nutrition at all, okay? What are some ways that my listeners, right, new and old, can some changes they can make to their plate, to their eating, basic stuff, to start eating healthy? Okay, we're halfway through the year. Year's gone. You know, some people made, you know, some promises to themselves. This year is going to be it. You know what I'm saying? My goal is by the end of the year to do that. And they haven't started yet. Starting now, July just kicked off. Okay, mm-hmm. 5 months left, technically, basically. Right. Tell me, what quick changes, simple changes they can make right now to start, you know, their new journey with new nutrition and transforming their health? Men and women.
And it's never too late to start, y'all. Don't wait until 6 months from now to do another one of these resolutions. Do it now if that's what you choose. So I often recommend this to just about everyone. Plant-based diet. That is the best way to eat.
So
and
eat.
Let me define this.
Please.
Because people often think when I say or when they hear plant-based means vegan.
Yeah.
Veganism and plant-based lifestyle, it's not the same thing.
Okay, good.
I mean, even now, veganism, what we define veganism as dietitian nutritionist is different than the person who's living the lifestyle, because we're talking about food.
Yeah.
And the person who's in a lifestyle, you know, they're not eating meat, they're not wearing animal products. It's, you know, they're doing what they believe.
Peter, aka Pat.
Now, with plant-based dieting, It means that the majority of the foods that you're consuming is coming from plants. It does not mean that you're excluding animal products.
What is majority? 51%?
What?
When you say majority, like, is what's the right percentage?
So 80%? 75%.
Am I considered plant-based if 51% of my meals are plant-based?
No, but you're doing pretty good compared to the rest of America.
Okay, so it's really more than just a majority. It's like a super majority.
It's what you want to be consuming.
Give us a percentage.
So 75% of the plate that you are plating should be plant-based foods.
Okay.
In America, we're either eating majority coming from animal products, or majority is just starchy carbohydrates, which is still plant-based, but that's not the way we want to play.
So like rice and stuff is like starchy, right? Pasta, rice.
Pastas, rice, all, you know, it's not the way we want to play our food. And of course, this is general. This is not individualized, because someone, depending on what you're doing, you may need a little bit more of something than someone else.
This is an island girl talking to you about rice. For those from the island.
And there's nothing wrong with rice, Asians, especially white
Jamaican,
rice. We love white rice in this house.
You know, Latin folks, rice is the majority of the plate. We can eat rice all the time.
We can.
So how do you account for that when you're saying not too much starchy, you know,
so
whatever?
This is the easy way to plate your food. Following the plate method.
I'm trying to count.
Okay? The plate method is the easiest way for you to not have to count calories per se. You know, you just plate your food. Half your plate should be non-starchy vegetables. And for me, being in the gut health, anti-inflammatory space, I want those vegetables to be colorful. I don't want to see green on your plate only. Somebody who's eating broiled chicken, brown rice, and kale every evening, they're eating, their plate consists of healthy, quote-unquote, foods, nutritious foods. But over time, where's the color? Because we're missing reds, yellows, oranges. Mm. All those have antioxidants in them. So for me, I want that half of your non-starchy, your half of your plate that's the non-starchy plant-based vegetables or fruits to be colorful. A quarter of your plate to be a starch. So that's where your white rice, brown rice, if that's what you like, pastas, you know, corn, because that is a starch, y'all. It's a vegetable starch, yes. So that's where that would go. And then the other quarter of your plate would be where your animal protein would go. Or if you are completely plant-based, and that's where the vegans, or someone who chooses not to eat meat, that meal, that's the quarter of the plate that you would put a plant-based protein, which would be your lentils, your beans. And if it's someone like us, who we are Haitian American, and we love our rice and beans, coconut rice and beans.
Lord.
Yes, we do.
So we'd rather not eat rice.
So that person would be able to eat their rice and beans on the right side. One half of their plate can have that rice and beans on there.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that we're having a good quantity of beans that is mixed with the rice, because then we're having our starches and our proteins combined. So half your plate would be a non-starchy vegetables, and the other side would be the rice and beans if you're plant-based. And if you're not plant-based, you would put a quarter of your plate as the rice and beans, and then the other quarter would be the chicken, salmon, whatever, snapper.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm married to her, so she's always giving out this advice. That has been the toughest one for me to adopt, mm-hmm. is this plate method, because I'm a rice guy. I grew up on rice and beans my whole life. It's hard to limit your plate to just 50% rice. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, okay?
It's less than 50.
So even the husband, less than 50, shit.
But the thing is that
even the husband of a dietitian, you know, people gonna assume, man, you must eat healthy, your wife's a dietitian. Yeah, I relatively, but the truth is,
you don't want to.
You know, and you know, we're real talk here, sports and real shit, right? We try our best to make these changes, and I try my best to eat healthy according to what she tells me and things like that, but the rice one is tough, and it's going to be tough for a lot of guys to give up, you know, starchy foods and to give up meat. And I think the takeaway,
give them up. You just need to decrease the amount you're eating.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway here is, you know, start decreasing, which I've tried to.
And I think you've done a good job, babe.
Yeah, which I've tried to decrease.
Because that plate used to be piled, y'all.
Okay. Yes, the mountain pile.
And the vegetables used to be minimal, but I only saw the vegetarian.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's so funny stuff,
man. It used to be piled. But, you know, if he is really working out and, you know, he's, you know, doing a lot of physical activity, he's eating a quarter of his plate being starches would not be appropriate for him.
Yeah,
but because then he's eating more. That's why it can be very individualized.
But we're getting old, y'all.
Yeah, that too.
And our gut, my listener base is probably
our gut health.
My age, 2 years younger, 2 years older, for the most part. So we're getting old, so we can't eat like we used to, even if we're working out. And that's what I've recognized is that, you know, the rice that I used to be able to eat and it goes right through me, no problem. I'm all good. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Absolutely.
So you know, got to start making some changes. All right. Really helpful information. This is just the beginning, y'all. Like I said, for the first episode, you know, I'm going to talk about sports just because I'm a sports fanatic, right? But I want this to be all-encompassing to have, you know, to improve us, our positions as men, right? And women, too. Hopefully, I might have some women listeners, who knows. You know, improve our health, our wealth. You know, hopefully get some people to talk about wealth, our mental health, you know, all around, not just sit here, you know, and talk about sports all day, which we could do, but to diversify a little bit, to improve as we get older, get wiser, right, and doing the right thing for ourselves and for our family. So this is the first of many episodes to come with Joanne here and all her titles. But you guys can find her at website.
Black Nutritionist Mama.
Oh, that's Instagram. Black Nutritionist Mama. Spell it out.
Black.
Mm-hmm. B-L-A-C-K.
B-L-A-C-K. Nutritionist.
Uh-huh.
Mama.
M-A-M-A. Uh-huh.
Okay. On Instagram, Threads.
You're on Threads now? Okay.
You, yeah.
That's true. You're on Threads now. Same thing? Same?
Yeah. Black Nutritionist Mama
okay.
On Threads.
Listen, y'all. We went back and forth on this. We're not racist. Okay? Black Nutritionist Mama. So she takes all colors. She helps all colors.
Yes, yes.
Don't let
I was
the
like,
name.
What is he talking about?
Don't let the name fool you.
Don't, the name is the definition of who I am.
That's who she
I'm
is.
I'm a black,
she's black
woman.
She's a nutritionist.
I am a nutritionist and I'm a mama. It just, you know, defines me to a point.
Yeah.
That's why I chose it. It has nothing to do, I see all.
She works with everybody. Yeah. Just give her a hard time. She works with everybody. So that's Instagram. Are you still on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. I have Wonderfully Nutritious is my business name, so you'll find it at wonderfullynutritious.com. Wonderfully Nutritious Solutions is my
business name.
Business name. So you'll find me on Facebook at Wonderfully Nutritious, or you can go to my website, wonderfullynutritious.com.
Okay, wonderfullynutritious.com is the website. Facebook, Wonderfully Nutritious. Is it
Wonderfully
Nutritious by Joanne, I think it is?
Oh, yeah, it is
Wonderfully Nutritious by Joanne. You'll find her on Facebook, by Nutritious Mama. Twitter, are you on Twitter? What's your business?
I don't stand Twitter yet.
Twitter's tough. TikTok?
I am on TikTok, Joanne Feltman.
You're yourself on TikTok.
I am
Joanne.
Myself.
Joanne, J-O-H-A-N-E-F-I-L-E-M-O-N.
Yes, J-O-H-A.
J-O-H-A-N-E-F-I-L-E-M-O-N. Joanne Feltman on TikTok. Okay, cool. Perfect. All right, y'all. First episode of many. With Joanne here talking about nutrition. If you enjoyed it, of course, like, comment, and don't forget to subscribe, share it with your friends. We're going to have more to come. We're going to dive deeper in her expertise in
nutrition. I can't wait to talk about your
anti-inflammatory journeys. We'll talk about that another time. So, till next time, y'all. Appreciate y'all listening to, once again. Mike Feltman, Joanne Feltman here. Sports in the Rush. Peace out. I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's a shot. I'm going straight to the top.